Welcome to the Soulish Podcast. My name is Whitney Apke and I'm your host. On the Soulish Podcast, we talk about the soul journey, the body, soul, spirit connection, and I share my journey as well as have guests on that are thought leaders, motivational speakers, chiropractors, all different types of practitioners, really people that just have amazing hearts and want to also encourage and inspire others, which is the whole motivation for the platform. This podcast is to encourage people on their journey because we need it. And for me, I began my journey from being a Christian pastor to beginning to unbox my programming, conditioning, my beliefs around God, myself, my purpose. And as I was doing that, I really felt like a couple years later, I want to share this with others. I want to unbox things and have someone be encouraged by me unboxing it. I want to share this with the world. I want to share this with whoever needs it. And I want to help people on their soul journey. So that's literally what inspired this podcast. It's for no other reason other than just wanting to be an inspiration and encouragement to you on your soul journey. So today is going to be a bit different of a podcast episode. I want to talk about the body. And I actually do all I can to not relate with the body, but I really have been feeling over the past couple months as I've kind of shifted my workout schedule, training schedule, and I've kind of upped the ante, I guess you could say. It's actually helped me to become more embodied in a positive way instead of, you know, I guess basically helping me with my relationship with my body, because that's not always been a very positive thing. But I hit some major milestones a couple days ago that I shared on Instagram that were just like, I couldn't believe it. And I was trying to not get emotional, but I was really struggling, not crying like then and there, right next to the rack of weights. But it made me realize what I'm capable of. And I also had a moment as I was hitting these PRs that I didn't even know I could hit, that I was actually surprising myself as I was putting on weight and realizing, I think I can do a little more. And then I'm like, I think I can do a little more. And just realizing where, like, how strong I am and how capable I am and how the work that I had done over the past couple months, even though I hadn't done like that type of training for years, it was like, oh my gosh, even just in the past couple months being so diligent, look where I am. I know I've shared a bit about my journey, so I don't want to go too much into like my fat journey, but I really have struggled ever since puberty with my weight. And I'm sure that's like hormonal, genetic, whatever you want to call it. I know it was also diet and it was also a lack of exercise from the get-go. But as an adult, it's been hard to not use the fact that I basically didn't have a leg up and I've always had weight to lose, or I've always had more to love. Hey. And so as an adult, I saw myself using that as an excuse of like, look, I have a mountain to climb that no one else has. So from the get-go, it's like I'm a victim going into the gym. I'm incapable going into the gym. I'm not enough going into the gym. I'm embarrassed to be here, right? I'm embarrassed to be seen. I'm embarrassed to be looked at. I think I've always had this mentality of like to try to minimize, right? To try to make smaller. And so when I see like women or men in the gym and they're peacocking, you know, it's just like, it's just different, right? It's a different mentality to come into the gym and realize like, yeah, like I'm here. Like, look at me, acknowledge me, you know, watch me lift heavy shit. That's just a different mentality that I just still don't even have. This is what I want to get to. I went into the gym knowing that I haven't done this type of training in 7 years. Like in 7 years, I haven't lifted weights like this. I've done cardio, I've done spin classes, I've done bar classes, I've done, you know, yoga classes, I've done all the Pilates, all the things. Like I've done all of that, but I haven't strength trained, primarily working with weights. I haven't done that in 7 years. And I had a really dear friend of mine now, we're still besties. He lives in California, is a trainer in California, and I first ever worked with him. He's the first trainer I've ever worked with. I trained with him for, I think, about a year, and this was 7 years ago. And just in about like that 6-9 month mark was where all of a sudden it was like, Wit, do you know how strong you are? Like, you're really strong. And I realized, oh my gosh, like, my body is, I'm capable of lifting heavy shit. And it was even more, just, I felt so fat in this gym because I was probably the only one that jiggled. Like, anything jiggles on me because I was working out and being trained in a physique bodybuilding gym. So everybody is hard AF, you know? Like, I mean, there's not like one thing that jiggles on anybody. Like, and here I am and I'm like, you know, whatever, and everything is flopping, right? Is like how it feels. Like, I watch someone do like the jump rope and like it's just like their, you know, their pecs are just barely moving. Nothing else is moving. And you're just like, "Oh my God." And then if I'm doing it, it's like flop, 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 right? It's just totally different. And so it's just, oh, so hard walking into that gym 3 days a week. And but I just put my head down and I was like, I gotta do this. And I do love this. I do enjoy this. Like, this does feel good. It does feel amazing. And I feel great afterwards. I feel like I accomplished something, that I did something today that I didn't think I could do ever. Like, that I never even imagined that I could lift that or do that. Or he put that weight on and I was like, what do you mean I'm gonna lift that? Like, I'm not gonna lift that. Like, how am I gonna squat that? You know, like that's a big ass weight, you know? And then realizing like, oh my God, I did it. And yeah, it was hard, but like I at no point in going down and coming back up did I think, I don't think I can do this. It's been interesting getting back into the gym and realizing, 'cause I had lost so much weight and I had gotten so strong. And when I left that gym and stopped training with him, I was able to deadlift and I think even rep a little bit, like maybe 3 reps, 4 reps. I was able to deadlift 205 and squat 185. Now, I tell you these numbers not because they're like, oh, you know, I mean, they're great. They're good. It was more than I weighed, you know. So, I mean, I was like, hey, like, that's great. I'm squatting and deadlifting, you know, more than I weigh. That's a good accomplishment. I feel good about that. But that was my max. Like, that was the most I had ever done. And the gym actually, people started clapping. People had seen my journey. Like, these bodybuilders, it's no joke when you're a bodybuilder or physique competitor. Like, the work and the diet and the dedication and the consistency, I really respected that. I learned just from observing how much work went into creating that body. And that's part of what was so motivating for me, was realizing like, I can change the way that my body looks. I don't have to just deal with it. You know, because for years I had just dealt with how I looked. I was like, I've tried Weight Watchers, I've ate popcorn only, because my mom told me she did that when she was young. I've, you know, fasted, you know, tried to do like the holy 40-day fast. I've done so many things and like had little progress, but then I would just gain it all back. I just felt so defeated. And when I realized this is what it takes to change your body is consistency. I realized I don't have to be a victim to what my body looks like. I can actually get in here and I can change. And when I saw that change happen, when all of a sudden my body just totally, I think it was like at the 6th or 9 month mark, it was like all of a sudden everything went zhoot. It was like my body was like, okay, now this is what we're gonna do. I lost like major dress sizes, pant sizes. I now all of a sudden had an hourglass, you know, look. And for me, it's really hard with big boobs, big ass. And so all of that, like just to even have shape is like, oh my gosh, I have shape. And not only that, but I felt so good in my body. Oh my gosh. And I wasn't even where I wanted to be, but even that felt so good and so powerful. I felt beautiful. I felt strong. There were so many things in that shifted for me. I ended up getting into a 5-year relationship. There's all a whole load of excuses, 5 years of excuses in that statement, but I basically totally stopped. I thought like, I'll keep it up, you know, and I'll just keep getting, you know, I thought I've basically crested the plateau. And I think from here, it's just going to be, I'm going to keep losing, right? Is what I thought. No, didn't happen. And my diet was horrible in dating for 5 years and, you know, just kind of like, oh, let's just go grab this and go grab that, right? Eating shit and not exercising, not having that same routine, not prioritizing that, having a hugely like stressful jobs, all of that drama at work. And so that adds stress and that adds weight, right? Obviously. And so here I am 7 years later, and I've been getting back into, I've been like 2 years out of the relationship, and I've been more active than I've ever been in the past, you know, 5 years. But I wasn't seeing the results. Like I saw some, but not a lot. So about 4 months ago, I was like, well, let me get back into the gym. Let me see if I can remember what I even did like 5, 7 years ago. Let me see if I can remember the workouts. And I did. And it came back to me like, oh yeah. And then we did this and then we did that. And you know, these were our leg days. And we did a lot of full body days, just everything days, because I just everything needed something. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to do that. So I'm going to do like 3 full body days, and 2 days I'm going to tailor, you know, to whatever, like, you know, specifically work on legs, specifically work on upper body, core. And so I just started doing that 4 months ago in the gym and just doing my thing and being consistent. And that's been the thing that's been hardest, is prioritizing getting into the gym and not letting a day go by unless I choose it and I pre-chose it to be a rest day. I'm in the gym. Just a couple days ago, I had another trainer friend who was like, well, go check out your PR, see where you are, because you can't set a New Year's goal without knowing where you actually are. I was like, okay. So I was like, well, let me just make it an assessment day, and we're just going to have test day, and we're going to be excited about this. And we may not know what our first name is afterwards, but we're going to do it. So I did what's called an in-body scan in the gym. Got all my numbers. Most of it was actually really encouraging, but you know, there's obviously some numbers like my actual weight that you're kind of like, fuck. And then there's your body fat mass that you're like, fuck. But like, she actually looked at me, the chick who ran my test, she was like, holy shit, you're 67% like muscle. And I was like, yeah. Like, what does that mean? Is that big? Is that little? Like, I didn't know what she was talking about. She's like, girl, you're strong as fuck. And I was like, oh, well, that's good, because I'm about to go see how strong I am. So like, thanks for the encouragement. But I was like, well, that's cool. Like, I didn't know that. I like, that's, you know, more or less or whatever. Cool. 67% body muscle. Like, fantastic. I've been really putting in the work and I can see it. You know, I can see the muscle. And feel it when I'm working out. So I went into this, like, it's like this downstairs room with all these cages. I was like, okay, I'm gonna hit the squat first, because that I was actually most intimidated by doing that. And so I started 90, I think I have it down. I started with 95 because I was like, I'm just gonna warm up with 95, guys. And then let's see, what did I do? Benchies, okay. I squatted 95, then 145, then 185. And I was like, I just squatted 185 and it was easy. I just did eight reps of 185. And I was like, that was my max. I was like shocked. Like, I just did 185 and I just repped this 8 times. So I was like, okay, I don't want to exhaust myself. You know, I was like, don't exhaust myself. Today's assessment day. I can't, this is not like a workout day, you know? So I was like, okay. And then I stood there for a little bit. I was like, what do I do? I'm going to put 10 pounds on either side. I'm going to put 20 on and see if I can do it. See if I can squat 205. I think I can do it. I put 10s on either side. And then I like looked around, because I was like, I shouldn't do this alone, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it up. And I started like assessing who's in the room and who could actually help me, you know. And so found this guy, sweet dude. And I was like, do you mind spotting me? And so he spotted me, and I went down, y'all. And as I'm coming up, I had the thought, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, fuck. Because it was like, Oh, this is heavy. And I just repped 185, which I shouldn't have done. I should have been like down, up, maybe three and been like, okay, cool, I can rep that. Let's put on. No, but stupid me, I had to see how many times I could do it. But I almost didn't make it up. And I had this thought that happened in me that flipped and said, I'm already doing it. I'm already lifting up, right? I'm already doing it. I'm not dead in the squat, I'm not stuck here, right? I'm already moving up. That means I can do this. And as soon as I had that flip from, oh fuck, to I'm already doing it. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep standing, keep coming up out of squat. As soon as I had that thought, I could do it. Now, to rack it was a little harder. Definitely needed him to do that because I was like, nope, we're gas, we're done. Like as soon as I'm up, I'm like, how do I get it racked? So he helped me with that. It was not cute, but we did it. High-fived me, thank you so much. And I'm like, okay, on to deadlifts. Let's do deadlifts. But now I'm pumped. I'm like, holy shit, I just squatted 205. That's 20 pounds more than I could do 7 fucking years ago. Like, that's amazing. So I deadlift, I did the same thing. I started with 95 and I just shot up. I was like, I know I can do this. Like, I already had the mindset of, I already know I can do this. So I shot up to 185 again and did that 3 times. I was like, yep, okay, cool. I think for sure I can do 205. And so I realized I put the 205 on, and when I went to pick it up, I couldn't do it. And I got all upset because I was like, I can't lift it. And then I was like, no, fuck that. I can lift it. I know I can lift it. I just squatted it. I know I can lift this. I switched my grip and I came up easy. And I repped that 3 times. So technically 205 isn't my PR. Probably I could maybe say like 215, but it just hit me like I just did more than what I could do. And then I also met my previous PR. I did not go into assessment day at all thinking that I would even come close to my PRs from 7 years ago. Because I'm thinking I'm so at the beginning of this process again. Like I'm back where I started, y'all, is how I felt. And so to realize that I could do more, it changed things for me. And that's where I got emotional because when I could not lift it, and I kind of was like, no, we're not going to get discouraged. I had to like literally tell myself, you can do this. And I think when we have that moment, and Joe Dispenza talks about that all the time, of it is the power of belief and what we believe in. If you believe that you can, you will. If you believe that you can't, you won't. So it is true that in the power of our belief is so critical that we choose wisely what it is that we are going to believe in. When I made that decision, like, nope, no, we, I mean, I made a huge accomplishment, even being able to squat 20 pounds more than I could, but I'm going to meet this PR. And then when I did it 3 times, it was kind of one of those moments of like, that's right, I can fucking rep this. At first I thought I couldn't even lift it. I'm fucking repping it, And so I was like in that zone, in that mode. But I think this is where in sharing all of this with you, in the body, in the connection that we have with our muscles, in the connection that we have with all the functions, do you know how many things we're firing off in order for my body to tell me, no, you can't, and for me to say, yeah, we can. And for things to begin firing off, because I literally had no strength. Like when I went to lift that, it was like, and that's a no. That's a definite no. That's not happening. Like it was like my whole body told me, we're done. That's it. No, like not doing that. And when I said, we're doing it, the things that had to switch around chemically, right? The hormones that began firing off, realizing, oh, she gonna do it. She telling us she gonna do it. Everything's like, put the coal in the engine because she's about to like you know, blow this. And so like, we need more fire, you know, like all the things that are happening in your body. That's in my mind. That's how I see it. Just how amazing is that, that, you know, whether you visualize it as little men scooping coal into the fire or not, just the fact that we have that ability to change how our body is responding in a moment, I think is huge. And how many other ways can we dictate how we respond to resistance, how we respond to limitation, how we respond to the victim mentality, how we respond to anything that says you can't do it, you know? Because in that moment, y'all, when I went to lift that, people were watching. And when I couldn't lift it, didn't feel so good. This is where it has to happen. This is the deciding moment. And this is what people talk about anytime you talk with anyone around lifting or the gym or working out or anything like that, is it's the moment when you can't, that you decide that you can. That means everything. Even maybe means more than you actually doing it. It's that deciding moment that we make a decision. I'm not getting off the platform. I'm staying right here and I'm going to do this. Like, I know I can do this. I know I have this in me to do this. So that was my deciding factor, but it would have been okay for me to take a break. It would have been okay for me to grab water, right? But I just knew if I get off the platform, I'm going to be embarrassed and I'm just going to go, okay, yeah, you know, and like see who all is looking at me and get all shy and embarrassed, because that's just one of my defaults that I'm working on. But I think that is so critical and so important that we realize that we don't just have this in our body. We have this in our emotions. We have this in our mind. You know, we have this even energetically. We have this in our interactions with others. We have this at work and in our career. We have this with friendships, with family, when we're alone and we're just like living life, you know, when no one is looking. The decisions that we make matter. And that moment, that deciding moment, when you come up against a limitation or a block, or you don't have it in you to keep going, you don't have it in you to do more than what you already are doing, you actually can decide that. And what I realized was how empowered I am to be able to decide when I do and when I don't. And it was just this moment of realizing like how much I am not a victim, how much I am not disempowered by this body. Ugh. And so that is what I wanted to share with you guys, because I know that so many people suffer in pain. So many people suffer with their identity of even how they view themselves, of beautiful, worthy, not enough, unworthy, right? Ashamed. Whether, you know, for me, I look in the camera and I'm like, I can still see my double chin, right? Like, so I'm like constantly trying to like, right? Like we all look at all parts of our body, right? Whether it's your hair isn't right, or your makeup isn't right, or you have a double chin, or whatever it is, right? Whatever it is that you feel ashamed of, or like you're not enough, or it makes you unworthy. This is the message that I want to bring to you, is that you are actually able to decide whether or not you are disempowered, whether you are a victim, or whether you aren't. And whether you're actually just empowered. And that deciding factor is a moment that I want everyone to experience, no matter where you are in your wellness or health journey. Like, that deciding factor that happens, I think, honestly, early on, because that's what gets you into your butt into the gym, or your butt working out, or outside on a walk. Like, if you can't even lift weights or go to the gym, it doesn't matter where you are in your journey. It's just the decision that you make that you want to be healthier, that you want to be empowered in your body, that you want to be strong, that you want to not be limited by anything in your life, including your own physical vehicle body. And that's one thing too that I've struggled with, is like this vehicle in which I experience life, I feel disempowered by. We think, oh, I'm disgusting. Oh, I'm not beautiful. Oh, I'm unworthy of love. I'm unworthy of receiving love. I'm unworthy of someone saying I'm beautiful. Like, we can think all those thoughts, but actually we are worthy, and actually we are beautiful, and actually this body is not disgusting, but we can choose to change it if we don't like it, right? We can choose to get healthier. We can choose to tailor up, modify, whatever it is that your goals are in this year. I know resolution, fitness goals are all the thing. The whole gym just exploded, you know, with people, which I think is amazing and I love it. Minus the fact that it's hard to get on the machines or get the dumbbells that I want. But it's really cool to see that. The thing is that it takes consistency and it takes dedication. It takes making it a priority. So instead of feeling disempowered and victimized, which is definitely part of our journey, I actually think it's something that we're also meant to experience. So don't feel ashamed or guilty of that, but just realize if that's something you want to change, if that's something you want a different experience, you know, in this life, then it's going to take consistency and it's going to take you making that decision that I can. You just have to decide whether you're going to believe it or not. So I hope this was an encouraging episode for you. I hope you enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed it. And we had some laughs along the way, but I love you guys so much. And thank you for listening. Thank you for following, subscribing, and sharing. I'm so excited for this year. Amazing things are ahead. And if you want to connect with me, you can go to whitneyapke.com. You can also follow me on Whitney Apke. And if you want to work with me, I have openings for clients. If you want to work with me on just even anything that's limiting you, anything that's blocking you, anything that's disconnecting you, I would love to work with you. So if you want to work with me, you can go to whitneyapke.com or follow me on Instagram and you can DM me there as well and connect with me. I'd love to work with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. I love, love, love you guys. Let's make 2023 the year of I Can. We'll be right back.